On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the Often Imitated, Never Duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo, the Nerds. I'm the Nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
How the hell are you, dear?
Peachy.
Peachy?
Yeah.
It's a Monday and we're live. Isn't that a little strange? Do you feel like you're misplaced? Your days are off?
My days have been off for weeks, so it's all good.
Yeah, there's something going on. I don't know what the hell it is. You think it's a schedule or what?
It's a schedule. We're recording... very weird.
Extremely weird.
And you got weird days off, so...
yeah.
I'm still not used to it. But, whatever. Now we're coming to the end of the school year, so I'm really going to be...
I was just going to say, man, we got the end of the school year coming up. Is this going to get wackier now?
Because I'm really not going to know what the fuck date is anymore.
Yeah. So, we're going to try this thing out here and see what happens on a Monday. I mean, we gave advance notice, so we're going to see who pops in the chat tonight. We're going to have a good time, and we're just going to keep this ball rolling today, and... since we already kind of recorded earlier today, we recorded our Wednesday show earlier, we already went through what the hell we watched over the weekend, so we didn't plan that one out too well, but we're going to make it work here. Pal JJ and Mr. BP, Mr. Brian in the chat, along with ARP, AP, whatever that name is. Hello and welcome, everyone. How you guys doing? There you go. I know Brian was eating some good stuff this morning, man. What the hell was he? He had like an omelet or something like that?
Cheeseburger omelet.
A cheeseburger. Oh, my goodness. You know what? It makes me want to go to Red Robin. They had all the cool stuff. Remember we used to go there?
Was that the burger place?
Yeah, Red Robin.
Yeah, I think I went there once. You went there more because you worked near there.
Yeah. Yeah, they were freaking amazing. You can get the ones with like fried eggs on it and shit.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I don't know. I mean, you put beef with anything. Beef and cheese, like anything tastes good. I mean, the thing is like that's called like a country steak is
I'm not into
burger
eggs.
Meat, right?
I don't do eggs.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you're just Miss Prissy over here, aren't you?
I just don't certain things. Like, no. Like, my sister grossed me. I used to eat, like, poached eggs when I was a kid, and then my sister ruined that for me.
Remind me what poached eggs are again.
I might be getting them wrong. It's the one with the yolk, right? The yellow thing in the middle?
Yeah.
She was disgusting, man. I used to love them, and then one morning, because we were young, but she would take the whole... she took the whole yolk out and just ate it, and... absolutely disgusting. I have not had another one since then.
What's wrong with the yolk?
That's gross. No, you can't. Mm-mm. Nope. Can't touch him now.
Well, he says the cheeseburger omelet was good. I mean, that thing looked phenomenal. And JJ is allegedly here.
Yeah.
You know what? One thing I've noticed is that the articles I've been using allegedly correctly, the past couple that we've read, we were given a little bit of credit for using the word right, but have you done anything since the last recording a couple hours ago? Have you done anything different?
No.
No, not at all.
No, I did watch something over the weekend, but that'll be on Wednesday's show.
Oh, God. Post is
talking about
in water,
it twice,
that's right.
So whatever.
Poached eggs are cooked in water. Is what they're saying there.
Yeah, I don't know.
For some reason,
know.
I was thinking that they did a thing where they poked a hole in the shell, and then boiled it or something like that. I could have swore
there
was disgusting. A way to do it. There was
no.
There's so many ways to cook a fucking egg. I mean, it's a basic-ass thing, but you can cook it a million different ways. Is there anything more versatile than an egg?
And I don't eat any of them.
You know what? The best animal in the world is a fucking chicken, man.
Why?
If you had to choose between, like, one animal to have infinite of and the other one has to go away forever, would you pick a chicken or a cow?
Cow.
A cow for the milk and the beef? You wouldn't,
yeah.
I mean, because chicken, you can do chicken a million different ways. Plus, you could have eggs a million different ways. That's all your protein right there.
Yeah, but I don't eat eggs, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, steak is fucking amazing. But then again, so is chicken.
No.
There's a, and you could do a lot more shit with the cow. All right, so all right, I'll give it to you. We'll stick with the cows. But I did watch a couple of things. I watched X-Men 97.
Yeah.
Which I heard so many great things about, but I was so afraid to watch it because the original X-Men... was such a great cartoon back in the day. Did you watch that one?
No.
You never watched the old X-Men?
I don't think so.
What the hell did you do with
what
your
life?
What
year was that?
It was in like the mid-90s, early mid-90s.
Okay, well, I was a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
So, no, I was past cartoons at that point. No.
I was just watching this
shit
before.
I was probably watching like Ren and Stimpy or some stupid shit. God. No, man. Cartoons that I watched were like the Thundercats and He-Man and the Care Bear. Like
Those were good too.
Like back in the 80s, 90s, I was not watching cartoons.
I watched those too. They were pretty good. But this one was excellent. They brought back all the original X-Men characters. They all look the same. They just don't... I mean, they sound similar, but it's not the original voice actors or whatnot, which is fine. You can give a pass on that because they're probably old or dead. Who knows? Very good cartoon. They kept it close to the source material. It's actually a continuation of the original series, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. It wasn't a reimagination or a reboot. It's basically like them saying, okay, that all happened. This is them now. This is what they're doing now. And they're not old, but they're older. Charles Xavier is gone. He passed away. That's in the first episode. Like, he's dead, and Scott and Jean are running it. Not really. I mean, there's so much nostalgia. It's like, who gives a fuck about him? You know, but I'm sure it's Marvel. They can probably bring him back. They can bring his ass back to life. You know how they do it. Halo, the beauty, enter the chat, Beauty Vine. Hello? But I did enjoy this one. I only watched the first episode so far, so I can't give it a final judgment. But right now, it feels good to watch this show. It's really good, and I would definitely recommend it. If you were a fan of the old X-Men, definitely check that out. And I did watch another thing, True Detective.
Yeah.
On the Max app. And this one has Matthew McConaughey and, all right, that fucking idiot. And Woody Harrelson's in it.
I tried that. I watched like 3 or 4 episodes and couldn't get into it.
Really? You didn't like it?
Yeah, Sherry was recommending it. You have to watch it. And I'm like, okay. And okay. I kept waiting for it to be good, and I couldn't do it.
Really? I was hooked on the first episode. I'm like, this is all right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's about they were looking for a serial killer or something, right?
They're looking for the serial killer that's going after prostitutes, and they were... And Matthew McConaughey is really good in this one. He's fucked up, man. He's like addicted to cough syrup and shit. He's getting like hallucinogenics and just getting all fucked up. He's just... like a pill head, you know, he's a drug addict.
I gave that a real shot because it had good actors in there and it was about a serial killer. I don't know why. Yeah. I might have been in one of my TV funks. Like, this is like the longest TV funk I've had.
It's crazy. Right now.
Where I just don't want to watch anything.
I've never seen you like this before. What's wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I get in these funks and I don't want to watch it. So I might have tried it during one of those times because it was a while ago that I tried that show. I'm glad you like it. That's good.
I like it a lot. It's really good so far. Each season's supposed to be something different, so I'm excited.
Oh, okay.
Very short, too. It's 8 episodes, 8 episodes, 8 episodes, and like 6, and then it's done. So that is perfect for me. It's an hour long, perfect, good actors, good storylines, very short, get to the point, and it's over and done with. Another thing, too, I want to talk about. I didn't get to talk about the freaking NFL draft, and I'm not going to get too far into it. I know this isn't a sports podcast, but man, I'm really happy about what the Giants got out of this draft. I was a little worried. They were talking about the Giants like trading up to get a fucking quarterback, and they would have had to have given way too much for a quarterback, and it's like you have so many other needs. So what they did was they went out there, they got this great receiver that everyone's talking about. They even got a running back in the later rounds. They got a couple of guys on defense that I'm excited about. This could be a good year for the New York Giants, man, you know, and there's no excuses for Daniel Jones. If this guy can't fucking produce with this receiver, then, I mean, there's something wrong with them. Because this guy is big-time star at LSU. His last name is Neighbors. I'm not a big college football fan. I don't watch college football. I don't know if that doesn't make me a real sports fan, but I don't have time for that shit. Just give me the pros. Some people watch college football and not the pros, and I understand that. But to watch both, I mean, where the fuck do you get the hours in a day? You know what I mean? To sit there and watch and know all this shit and transfer portals and paying attention to that fucking shit. I just can't. Just give me the fucking pros.
Transfer portals.
Yeah, these guys, like Deion Sanders took over Colorado school, and they did okay, but a bunch of his students transferred out. They got the fuck out of there, and they were transferring to other schools, and people pay attention to all that stuff. It's just too much for me, but I am excited about the Giants. I thank you for agreeing, JJ. Yeah, I mean, how many people can watch all? It's too much content. It's just too much. But I'm excited for the Giants football this year. I don't think they're going to be great, but they're going to be better than they were last year. I see them going like 7-10, 6-11, something like that. It's still weird that they're playing 17 games and they're even talking about an 18th game. I mean,
oh, give me a break.
But they gave me special helmets now. It's like these freaking molds that they put over their helmets that protects them from concussions. So they all look like clay men on the field. They've got these stupid things on their helmets that make them look stupid.
Oh, God.
But it keeps them safe. And yeah, I don't know about this, but listen. We got to do some asshole stories today because last time we did one, we were bullshitting way too much. And we got complaints from, and we sent them all to the HR department to get filed away properly.
We got no damn complaints. Not one person complained that we were talking too damn much.
Well, I'm trying to cover for you because we recorded our Wednesday show and gave all the good stuff out already, the things that we've been up to. So we're going to hop into what we all came here for today, and that's the asshole stories, because that's your favorite topic of the week. And I don't know why. You love this one so much.
Because it's usually the last one, but apparently it's going to be the first one now, so I don't know what to say anymore. I'm so confused.
Oh, goodness. Oh, are you going to... we got a question here. Are you going to jinx the Georgia Bulldogs again this season?
Yeah, fuck them. Mm. I'm sick of them.
Yeah. What's wrong with the Bulldogs?
Sick of them. It's time for them to start losing.
You know, you're a horrible spouse, and you're a horrible friend. Did you notice that? Every time I say I like a show, you fucking hate it. I'm like, hey, there's this good... Nope, hate it. Like, you even know this... Nope, hate it. Can't... I'm not going to watch it.
I described it before you even described it. I described that show because I did give that a shot.
How many other shows have I recommended that? You're like, nope, instantly shut it down.
My goodness.
And then Sherry is a big fan of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah,
and
so they can
being
just lose
a
from now on.
Friend. You're like, yeah, fuck the Bulldogs. Oh, my goodness. That's why you like it so much, because you're live. Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's because...
Okay, that's a good answer.
Well, that's why I like
maybe
it so
maybe I should
much.
Say that next time.
I love the live shows. Yeah. You know what my favorite thing is sometimes is when I'm listening to like certain podcasts and I hear them go live and it's like, you motherfuckers can't do this shit right. They just completely fumble over their words. They fuck up. They get flustered. And it sounds like shit. This sounds like one of our regular episodes. So I'm going to give you a pat on the back and you give me one too.
Yeah, oh, speaking... You're just so fucking good.
Speaking of the back, oh my God. We're in fucking Walmart today, man, and I felt like the odd man out here because my daughter, I don't even want to say what she's going through, but she's going through a certain thing that girls go through. So she was walking a little funny in the store, and then you had like a back itch or something, and then you're doing this weird like fucking thing with your arms in the store. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you two?
I was trying to get this itch that was, it was on my spine between my shoulders. Yeah. I couldn't get it. It was like in that perfect spot on your back that you can't reach no matter how hard you try.
Yeah.
And it was annoying me for like two aisles.
Yeah.
And finally, after bitching and complaining of how I look, you finally started scratching it for me. Like, thank you. Well, now I will walk normal.
You don't ask for help. And
no,
I'm trying
I don't.
To figure out
just
what the fuck
you're
doing.
Do it. I shouldn't have to. You see me trying to get an itch.
Yeah.
And looking like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Like, that's all.
Well, I was too ashamed, and I didn't know if I was going to run away from you guys or what the hell.
And then poor Jenna, like, you know,
well, I got her
kid.
Doing so, forward lunges in the aisle, and I've got you doing the fucking lazy arm thing, whatever, the wacky inflatable arm thing, just flapping your arms around. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I the only one normal in this group?
And you're like, people are going to think we're not a normal family. I'm like, well, we're not a normal family. And I just stormed down the hallway, or the little aisle there.
Carry a portable back scratcher. Well, that was me today. I was scratching her back, and it was just so weird. You're just flapping your arms, and people are watching the cameras like, what the fuck is wrong with these people, man? Let's get on into it.
They see us coming, man. As soon as we pull up in the freaking... They know.
They know. There's a guy that cursed out half of our staff and made him quit.
Yeah. They got the daughter that does all the restocking.
Yeah.
You got the woman that just...
That doesn't scan shit
like,
at the time.
Speeds through all the aisles.
Runs through the damn aisles. I mean, we are a bunch of fucking idiots. We're a bunch of assholes. Let's get back on track here. You ready for these?
Yeah.
All right. This person wants to know.
These better be good.
Oh my goodness, the pressure is on.
Did you do them, or did someone send them in?
Had a little bit of help.
Never fails, man.
This person wants to know, am I the asshole for letting my husband's family name die out by insisting our daughter takes mine?
See, that's tough. That's tough.
What's in a name? It's all about the bloodline.
I know, but it is hard. Like, for us, like, we had girls, so it really doesn't matter.
No.
But you're the last one in your name.
Yeah, I'm
okay
with
that.
Until
we had these kids. And then as far as, like, my dad's side, from my dad, he had all girls.
Yeah.
And so that's tough. Like, his name's not going anywhere. And your name isn't going to be... Because they're going to eventually do their own thing. The kid, and like, so both names are dead. They're gone.
That's okay.
And, like, that sucks. So I could see how this could be an argument.
It's okay. The bloodline will still go on. That's all that matters, you know? Yeah. I mean, what the fuck is a name anyway? A name is... It's just a bunch of letters strung together. But your name, I mean, it's like the fucking most common name in America, you know? It's like,
it's not Smith.
But, like, it's not... All right, well, like, let's just say for argument's sake, your last name's Smith, right? You're like, I don't want my family name to die out. Don't worry, there's 18 billion other fucking Smiths out there, asshole. But it's not
but
my
it's
Smith.
Not mine.
But, motherfucker, it doesn't matter.
But it's not mine.
But you see what I'm trying to say here?
I see what you're saying.
I mean,
I get both sides of the argument. these kids have your name, and I'm completely good with it, but like I could see where someone would not want to do that.
A name is a name unless your name is Hitler. That's yeah, that's right. You don't have a yeah. Can you imagine if your last name was Hitler? And you were a good person right now in like 2024, you're like a 27-year-old kid, your last name just happens to be Hitler. I mean, do you go to change it?
I would change it.
You would change your name?
Yeah, why would you want that last name?
Be like, hi, my name is Johnny Hitler. Listen, I fucking do a lot of work down at the local church.
Those kids are homeless. Getting made fun of and pushed around in school. You can't have that last name.
Yeah.
Fuck. No.
Yeah,
I want to give it to my kid.
Oh my God, imagine like...
I would make up a name. I would be Banana Hammock from Friends.
Yeah.
When Phoebe
Banana
won...
Banana Hammock, yeah, that's right.
I Phoebe went and changed her fucking name.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather have that than Hitler.
Is it illegal? That's a good question. Can you guys look that up on Google and let me know in the chat, man? JJ said he asked, is it illegal? I don't know. Is it illegal to have that name? Can you ban it? Can you ban a name?
It after that?
Shit.
Because he couldn't have been the only one.
They just retired his
name.
Like,
yeah.
Just like Chicago retired at number 23 when Jordan retired. They're like, we got to retire
Hitler. Well, I've never met
one. No one's ever going to be that fucking sinister.
I've never met anyone with that last name.
And then Joe Biden was born. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah, stop messing around and get to the damn story.
You're the one doing it. So I'm a 31-year-old female who's been with my husband for 10 years, married for 3. I kept my last name when we got married, and he has no plans to change his. We have a baby girl due in August. Uh-oh. But we recently ran into a problem with his parents about the naming of her child. Now, my husband's name is quite unfortunate. I won't say what it is for privacy reasons, but it's a very slightly different spelling of a sexual word.
Oh, Lord.
And that, now I need to know.
You don't want your kid being made fun of in school. This has to come into effect when you're naming your child.
What's it like? Dict? D-I-C-T or some shit? Like, what the fuck could it be? I don't know. You also know it's a sexual word that mostly be used for female or relate to a female rather than a male. Okay, whatever. Because of this, we agreed... Mike Kuhn? Cunt? What the fuck? What the fuck could it be? His last name can't be Vagina.
Pussy?
Oh, there you go. Pussy. All right, let's just pretend
it's Pussy. Wasn't that her name?
That was Buffy... Or Phoebe's name.
Orange is the New Black. No, that wasn't Phoebe's name. It was one of the girls that was called
Pussy,
that.
Pussy, that's right. That's
but
right.
But was that
that's
her
right.
last
yeah.
name?
Yep, you're right. No, that was her nickname.
You can...
That was her nickname.
Okay.
Puse, it was the black chick.
Because if that's the last name, you can't be doing that.
Here we go. Germany, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, it's banned, according to Google. Thank
so
you.
No
thank
Hitler
you, thank
as a last
you.
Name.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy. What if, like, there was another family of Hitlers?
Running
around the time, do you guys have to change your name? Like, we've been around, like, hey, man, we got the deed to this house. It was Hitler before he was born. Can we keep our name? That's fucking
I don't know.
Do you get a free name change?
They probably had to change it.
Yeah, fuck, man, that's wild. Now, because of this, we agreed together that our children would take my family name to prevent bullying in school and throughout their youth. I felt even stronger about this when I found out we were having a girl. Growing up, a girl is a pretty rough experience anyway, and myself and so many of my friends experienced harassment and sexual comments from young men growing up, even without an unfortunate surname. It sucks, but it's reality, and I want to minimize my daughter's experience of this as much as possible. We had recently broken this news to my husband's parents, and they were very upset about it. For context, he's their only child, and they had tried for over 10 years to have him. They're a small family, and his parents only have 2 sisters who take their husband's names. This means that my husband's the only chance to carry on their family name, and they're upset that we're taking that chance away and effectively ending their name. Although it was a mutual decision between my husband and I, they're blaming me for it. We tried explaining the reasons, but I think they think that I'm being overdramatic. They were insulted that I could compare their last name to a dirty word, and they say that my husband never had any issues when he was young, and it started happening when he met me.
Yeah, right.
It's true we didn't experience that much harassment in school, aside from occasional bullying, but he's a male, and like I said, the word relates a lot more to a female, and also girls are so much more likely to be sexually harassed by boys and vice versa. I knew that teenage boys can be cruel, so I just want to give my daughter and any future kids the best chance at minimizing harassment. Am I an asshole?
No. This is their kid, and it was already decided before they even got knocked up.
Yeah.
It was already mutually agreed upon. His parents can be upset all they want to, and I understand why they're upset, but they already agreed on it, and it's their child.
Yeah.
If they don't want their child to have that last name, that's it. You can be upset, but oh well.
This is a tough one.
No, it's, there's nothing to debate.
Well, think of it this way. If the husband and wife are both on board, then the
yeah,
parents have no say.
Yeah, she said they already agreed. They came to terms with it. They agreed this is what they were going to do. their future children will not have his last name.
What's up, Jay Hall?
Which is probably why she didn't change her last name when they got married. Yeah, no.
Not an asshole. Yeah, not the asshole. Only because the husband's on board with it, too. If the husband was coerced into it, I mean,
I don't believe that at all.
This woman sounds overly sensitive. I think she's taking this a little bit harder than she should. But I do want to protect your child from future harassment because she's been through it. She knows how girls are. Girls are bitches, you know. So I get it. And speaking of J-Hall, he was posing some glamour shots of his cat in the chat.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the hell that's all about.
I don't know.
Are we going to have a new Purina cat commercial with this thing or something or what, man? All right.
He finally got a couple shots with it not loafing around.
Jesus, I'm telling you. These fucking cats. I saw a cat the other day at work, by the way.
You didn't take a picture?
It was hot as fuck. Well, I mean...
work in a plaza. Where the hell did it come from?
And that's what I was thinking. You know where I work, and it's nothing but highway and a mall. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, there's no houses. Where did it come from?
No houses. I was looking at my phone. I was messing around on my phone in the car, and it was hot as shit, but... I looked up, and the corner of my eye, I saw the cat, and it was running, but I mean, you got to get the camera ready, and it moves quick, and it ran behind a car that I was parked next to, and I was waiting for it.
There is that pet place right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. But you have to get across the highway, that little motherfucker. It was a fat cat, too, so, I mean, it wasn't starving or anything. Yeah. But whatever, it was a big furball. All right, here we go. This person wants to know. Am I the asshole because I didn't want to give an older lady a ride home? I mean...
Dude, if you don't know them...
You already sound like a jerk, kinda.
Maybe if you don't know them.
Yeah. Well, yesterday after church, we stopped at a gas station less than 1 minute from where we live. It was me, my boyfriend, and my 14-month-old in the car. I was on my phone, and then suddenly, he was opening the backseat door to a little middle-aged lady, maybe about 60, in with her grocery bags.
No. You have a 14-month-old back there.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know, man. No. I don't care if you're old or not. You could be dangerous.
Yeah, they're only 60.
Yeah.
They're not in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine.
Yeah, 60 years old. You're not over the hill. I mean, that's 19 years away from me.
Taking your kid. Yeah, no, I don't trust people. No, you're not coming in my car.
I don't know, man.
No. No.
Maybe if this is a different country. And not here in America, you don't trust nobody, man. Yeah. Apparently, she was asking people for a ride home, and he accepted. Well, listen, man, you got yourself there.
Yeah. How did you get home? I don't know. And I'm not giving you a ride, so figure it out.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. When I was getting the car today, there was a guy dropping off his car as I was picking up the car. And I was signing it out, and he was asking them for a ride because they have a free shuttle service to, like, a place down the road. Like some tool place down the road. I was like, oh, can you guys drop me off there? And they're like, no, we can't. We don't have any drivers here yet. And the guy was like, man, I need a ride over there. And I'm getting my keys, and I'm fucking... The guy, he keeps saying that he
needs a ride.
Yeah, he was like insinuating, but he didn't ask me outright. I just looked at him, and I said, man, good luck to you. And just fucking got the door and left. No, but yeah, but I don't fuck people, man. Apparently, she was asking people for a ride home. She lived quite far away from the gas station. I was surprised she said she walked there, though it wasn't more than 5 minutes away. I was really upset that my boyfriend let a stranger into our backseat with our daughter. The lady was really nice, but these days you have no idea if people are carrying a knife or a gun on
them. Exactly.
Yeah.
And now she's in your backseat.
Or if it's a setup.
She could pull anything out.
Yeah.
You two are in the front and your baby's back there. Yeah. Absolutely not. This would not have happened. No. It just... People are too damn not... You can't be nice anymore. And that's extremely sad. But you cannot be nice anymore because you can't trust anyone.
I know there's some people out there that are probably like, oh, how can you nerds are real assholes.
No,
it's just an old
like,
lady. Yeah, this old lady, you got to protect yourself in these times, man.
You hear way too many scary things, man. I don't know. Especially when you have a 14-month-old. Now, if this guy was by himself, didn't have his wife or the 14-month-old in the back seat and wanted to do it, well, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have other people with you.
Yeah.
Like...
Can't do it. You just can't do it. You can't trust people nowadays. It sucks that it has to be that way, but it has to be that way.
Oh, God.
And if you're the type of person that would just no questions asked, let this person in the back seat, man, you never know what's going to happen. Because for all you know, a couple of guys, like her grandkids, can run up on you while she's getting in the car because that was the game plan. And don't even laugh. This is the thing, man. You've seen those videos of, like, the girls that are knocking on doors at 2 o'clock in the morning. Help me. Let me in. I'm being chased.
Yeah.
And they open the door, and the guys are kicking in the door and robbing them. So that's how it goes. Anyway, I told him I wish he could have at least had her sit up front so she wasn't near a toddler, or dropped us off at home first, then went back to get her. That would have taken only 3 minutes out of his day to do so.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Use your head.
I brought this up to my boyfriend, and he got really mad at me for being un-Christ-like.
Oh, God.
And called me a shit person who lives in fear. I'm quite honestly the opposite and usually quite trusting of people, just not when it comes to our daughter. She's too young to talk or understand things, and I was also pissed at him for what felt like weaponizing religion against me for my concern. Do you think I'm overreacting?
Nope. Not at all. Not an asshole.
Oh, man.
Because she's right. If they only live right down the street, he could have easily dropped them off first.
Yeah.
And then come back and gotten this woman.
Yeah.
If he really wanted... Like, good for him for wanting to be nice, but you have other people in the car.
Exactly.
A baby who can't protect themselves. And again, she's right. Why did you put her in the back seat with the baby?
Yeah.
And not in the front seat? She could be back there pulling something out of her freaking pocket, and you have no idea because you're not... You can't see her.
It sucks. It sucks that you can't trust people. It really does. It does.
Nope.
We drove past someone that one day, and a lot of people did. We were driving down the highway, and there was just a car on the side of the road with the hazard lights on. The guy had his door open. He was like trying to wave people down for help.
Yeah, no.
Just drove right past them, rolled the windows up and went, because you can't trust that shit. You just can't.
No.
A guy just got robbed. I was looking at the news in Myrtle Beach here. Someone got robbed. Just some random dude.
Oh, yeah.
Can we use your phone real quick? We need to call a ride.
Yes.
Yep.
Right up here.
Yep.
Myrtle Beach Plaza.
Yeah.
And they pointed a gun at him.
Yep.
See, we're getting into warm weather now, so the crime is getting like fucking skyrocket. And we got two bike weeks about to happen.
And I'm glad that now you can just buy a gun in South Carolina and have that motherfucker with you at all times. Without any permits or anything, as long as you got a clean record, you can do it. Because shit's getting crazy, man. It's not just South Carolina. It's the world. Mm-hmm. You can't trust a motherfucker, and it sucks. A 90-year-old woman walking down the street, you're like, man, you have to second-guess helping her out now. It sucks. It's a shitty feeling, but that's the world we created for ourselves. So we're a bunch of fucking scumbags. Am I the asshole for telling my cousin that her 1-year-old toddler shouldn't use smartphones?
Oh, mind your business.
Immediately, I'm saying yes, but we'll see what happens.
Mind your fucking business. Have you had a 1-year-old?
Yeah.
Have you heard them screaming? God.
I mean, the way the world is now, you have to give them to them young because that's the way of the world. Do you want them to be clueless in the world of technology? No. You want them to start
When these two were born, smartphones and shit weren't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have an iPad in the house until I think Jenna was 3 or 4.
Yeah.
She was being tested for being on the spectrum. So she was 3.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in and saying, like, she can play the iPad games, no problem. She just can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an hour a day.
Yeah.
You know, they had a time limit. You can have it for an hour, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let parents do whatever the fuck they want to do. Exactly. And they learn. If they're playing learning games, you know how many preschool fucking games are on those damn things?
It's a great way to learn. Seriously.
Holy
it helped
crap.
Our kid tremendously.
Yeah.
The iPad has helped her more than any school has, I think, with their learning comprehension.
Yeah.
Everything she's picked up on. I recently visited my cousin. She has a small 1-year-old kid whom she lets use her smartphone to watch TikTok and the Adult Stop, and
oh,
YouTube
God.
Kids.
Well, TikTok, yeah. Really, for a baby?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I mean, we were at least using preschool apps.
She watched TikTok for an hour, and now she thinks she's a boy.
God, you got to be a little smarter there, but I mean, you do you.
Yeah. I don't like such small kids being given smartphones, and frankly, I think it's harmful. I understand parents getting from work are tired, but still, that thing is not a babysitter, and your child's brain is at risk. Oh, my God. She's a fucking
judgmental
bitch.
This person's an idiot, yeah.
My mother called out to the kid. She wanted to talk or play with him, but the kid didn't even budge, constantly looking at the screen as if he couldn't even register the presence. He's also one.
Yeah.
He's also one.
Give me a break.
After a few minutes, he eventually closed the smartphone and went to play with her. I was so alarmed to tell my cousin that young kids using smartphones will just ruin them and that it's obviously not good for the brain. She went defensive and basically told me that one day I too will be a parent and she will wait to see how I deal with my kid. I just replied that I'll be responsible and not let my toddler use phones ever. So it's not my job, but I just wanted to give advice. Now she won't talk to me or let me around the child. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's not your business.
Fuck around and find out, bitch. People don't like being told what to do. You'll find yourself lonely real quick when you start telling people what to do.
And the kid is one.
Yeah.
First, I mean, TikTok's like, get him off of TikTok.
That's not the right one.
Other really cool apps for a 1-year-old to use.
Yeah.
But, I mean, mind your business. Like, who cares? Like, I don't know. I mean, would you rather him be doing that or watching fucking TV, cartoons on the TV?
Yeah.
Nick Jr. or Disney Jr. whatever. It's the same fucking shit.
Everybody thinks they're a fucking great parent until they actually have kids. You know that?
Yeah, they think they know it all. They get a screaming child and they're like, here, shut up for 5 minutes. Take the goddamn iPad.
But you don't know the situation. It's not like this woman is saying, like, hey, babysit the kid. There has to be a balance. I mean, it's technology. It's the future. Your kids, a cell phone, unfortunately, is a necessity in life. If you don't have one, you're pretty much left out of the loop in a lot of things.
And what'd she say? That the kid ended up turning it off and going and playing.
So a kid knows.
So what is the problem? Yeah. It's not like he was addicted to it and refused to get off. He got off after a couple minutes and then went and played. So shut up.
I mean, if I had like it my way, we wouldn't have any of this shit. Kids would be going outside and playing.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? When I was driving in from work yesterday and I looked over, you know, when you first come into the development, they got that big field.
Yeah.
There was a dad and a mom sitting on the grass and their kids were throwing the football around. And they had at least like 8 kids and they were throwing the football and playing a little game.
See, that's nice.
I was watching, I was smiling. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. You know?
Our kids never wanted to do that.
Never. Well, they're girls. There were a bunch of boys
out there. Yeah, but I was outside playing. Although, you know, I don't know. Yeah, yeah, these kids, no, in this neighborhood is full of boys.
Yeah, it is. That's why our girls
there's
are like
boys everywhere. Poor Sammy. She's
I know.
We started and there was like 3 other girls in the neighborhood. Each one slowly left and moved to a different state.
Their parents smelled the air. They were like, yep, the tides are changing down here. Let's get the fuck out.
Oh.
All right. Am I the asshole for not paying the full cost of my friend's laptop after an accident at my party? This is a short one. I was at a small get-together last weekend. My friend decided to bring his brand new laptop to show off some work. During the evening, as everyone was crowded around, I accidentally knocked over my drink and it spilled on his laptop, which immediately stopped working. He's really upset, which I get. He's saying it'll cost a fortune to fix or replace. But here's the context. He placed his laptop right in the middle of a busy party table that was loaded with drinks and snacks. It seemed like an accident waiting to happen. He insists I should cover the entire cost of repairs or replacement. Offer to split the cost, considering the risky setup. I feel it's somewhat his responsibility, too, for placing such an expensive item in such a precarious spot during a lively gathering. I'm willing to help because I feel bad about the situation, but I don't think fitting the entire bill is fair. He's adamant I should pay it all. Am I the asshole for thinking we should share the responsibility?
See, now this one's tough for me.
This is really tough. It was a short one.
Because I was immediately like, yeah, you spilled the damn drink on it. Yeah. But at the same time, this dude is an idiot.
Man, this is
for bringing it to a freaking party and then putting it on the refreshment table.
Yeah, man, you got to take care of your shit.
He is a moron, but she's the one that damaged it.
You know what? You're not the asshole for compromising. But like, hey, man, you know, I knocked a drink over, but you shouldn't have had. I mean, everyone's drinks are on this table. Why the fuck would you put it there?
Why the fuck would you bring it?
Yeah,
like no.
Can't you stay away from your fucking laptop for 2 seconds?
Like, I don't... That's weird. Yeah. I don't know if they're an asshole or not.
Well, they're agreeing.
Because they pay for a half.
They're agreeing with us, yeah. It should be a compromise there. It's got to be,
right? At least, she was nice enough to pay for half.
Yeah. It's got to be.
The other half should be his own stupidity for even fucking bringing it.
Yeah.
You knew it was a party. This wasn't like a business get-together or something. You brought it to a freaking party. An expensive laptop.
And you left it right there where the drinks were. I mean, couldn't you leave it in your car?
Dumb.
Is there another spot you could put it?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, they paid half.
Half is more than fair. But like, dude, the fuck do you bring it for? Whatever. Yeah, all right, not the asshole. Am I the asshole for snapping at my friend because of her comments about my body?
Oh.
To give us some context, I'm 19 and my friend Jenna is 18. And Jenna is obsessed with being thick. And she spelled it with the 2 C's at the end. So she means like, you know, the badal, the good one. Like the
Thanks the good, for the context.
The good one.
Jesus.
Curvy like a country road thick.
Oh my God.
And she's always talking about how thick she is and how she's how that's a great trait of hers. And it's frequent enough that it's annoying, but I always just ignore it. In the past few months, she started commenting on my body too, though. Is this how the girls are nowadays at that age? Is this how they talk? Thicker than a Snickers, you got it. I like that one.
I don't know.
Seriously, is this how they are now? Because that's what you see glamorized. You see, like, big butts, thighs, you know.
I don't know. It wasn't glamorized when I was a kid. So.
It wasn't, no. It was glamorized for me, but
yeah,
it,
like,
it
we didn't pay attention to that. We, like, shared clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would go to school and trade clothes. Like, here, you fucking wear this shirt. But, like, we didn't talk about each other's bodies or anything. We were just the same body type and just whatever.
In the past few months, he started commenting on my body, too, though. For context, I've always been thin and have a medical condition that makes it harder for me to gain or retain weight. He's got to be diabetic or something. I feel that my body's proportional and I'm not flat anywhere. I'm happy with my body, but I've also been working hard to build muscle, which is more difficult for me than most people, and Jenna knows this. She keeps commenting on how I'm not thick with two C's, and has been steadily increasing how often she brings it up and how rude the comments are. If I mention the gym, she'll ask if I'm hitting lower body to get thick with two C's. She's asked how my boyfriend even enjoys sex with me because I have no ass. And she asked this in front of him. Last Friday, I made the mistake of going clothes shopping with her, and I tried on really cute pants/tank top set that I loved and had decided to treat myself and get. When I showed it to Jenna in the fitting room, her immediate response was, "It doesn't make you look thick."
Dude, what is this girl's problem? She's obsessed.
She's obsessed with being thick, with two C's, man. That's the thing, man. Big butts, and you just gotta have one. You gotta have one to be in. And Jelly Roll Girl. Thick as a two-piece biscuit combo. God damn. Oh, man. So what do you think about this so far?
I think this friend is annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sick of hearing about your freaking thickness. I don't care.
Did your friends ever obsess about anything like this when you were younger? What was the thing? Like your hair?
No.
The spray to your hair? Was that what it was? The hairspray?
Well, we did that.
Yeah.
But, no, we didn't obsess over...
Do you have anything?
Shit like that. Like, no.
I used to hate the 80s for the body styles, man.
We didn't even obsess over styles, like over clothing styles. I don't understand. We really didn't do any of that.
Yeah. It's like everywhere you turn now, there's a fucking ass. It's everywhere.
We were obsessed with like the teeny bopper magazines.
Yeah, Tiger Beats.
Tiger Beat, yeah. Bop, you know, yeah. Big Bopper. We would, any chance we got, we would try to get to the grocery market and grab one, and then we bring them into school and we'd be training them around. Days. Yeah. Training them around the table.
In class, yeah. They used to have Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes.
He was the one, and it was
they Jonathan Brandis, and like,
they used to do that shit, I remember. And the guys were the Olsen twins.
That's something we were obsessed with, but we were never obsessed with what clothes to wear or like what our body types were like or makeup or anything. We just had our own. Style.
So weird. Yeah, the guys like the Olsen twins. I mean, those were like the fucking days. We were fucking... The 80s were a good time to grow up, man. They were a good time to grow up.
Who was the centerfold? We would like rip it out. Yeah. JTT, okay, back up on the wall.
You see, I was like the older. So like when I was like 7, 8 years old, I was like the fucking... the older chicks.
Man,
like,
Paula Abdul was my girl, man. Freaking covered in posters, man. Those were the days. Paula Abdul was
my first crush, Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
She still looks pretty foxy to this day.
Yeah.
I'll give her some credit. She still looks good.
A lot of work done.
I'd clap just because, like, oh, you're my first crush. I guess I have to. All right, so I told her I didn't care about looking thick, and I liked the sit, but she doubled down and was like, well, yeah, but of course you'd rather look thick, though, and commented on the side profile of my butt in the pants. I repeated I didn't care, and she doubled down again and told me not to get the sit because I could find something that made me actually look thick. This is annoying.
Yeah, this is, like, really obnoxious.
Yeah. I got the set anyway, and the rest of the evening, Jenna kept making incessant comments about my body. Eventually, I snapped and told her I didn't give a shit about being thick and to not talk about me at all if you can't bring yourself to shut up about the way I look. I told her that sometimes she wears stuff I don't think is cute, but I've never commented because it's her choice. She got upset and told our mutual friends that I fat-shamed her.
Oh, my God. This would not be my friend.
Yeah, she wants to know if she's the asshole for doing
that. No.
No, you set up for yourself.
This would not be my friend. Okay. Someone constantly talking about their body all the time and then moving on to mine.
Mm-hmm.
I could not hang out with someone like that. This would drive me insane.
Yeah. Great call out by J-Hole in the chat, though. From fucking Park 666 Parkett Avenue, he brought up Vanessa Williams, so she still looks good. Yes, she does, man.
That was a freaking amazing
call. I fucking loved her in that show, too, man. Man, why the fuck? I was so pissed. I wanted to write a letter to ABC. I love that show so much.
It was a fucking awesome show.
Vanessa Williams, man. Because, I love eyes. Like, very nice eyes get me first. And Vanessa Williams has beautiful eyes, and the rest of her is just as beautiful, man. She is one of the all-time best-looking women in Hollywood. For sure. Good call out there with Vanessa Williams, man. I forgot all about her. She hasn't been doing shit in a while.
Not in a little bit. She was on a couple shows, though.
Park Avenue is the last thing I remember her on.
She's been on a few, I know I've seen her on other stuff.
Stacey Dash, another one from what the hell was that?
Clueless. Is that Clueless? Oh my god, yeah.
She posted a video not too long ago. She's kind of acting nutty, and people were like, "What the fuck is wrong with Stacey Dash, man? What is she up to?" But
yeah,
who cares? She looks good. Claire from Clueless, right? No, what? Dion was her name from Clueless.
That was a good movie.
That was a great one, man. They should reboot some of this shit. But now she's like super right wing.
They can't reboot this stuff. They'll ruin it.
Yeah. All right. This person wants to know: am I the asshole for kicking my baby's father out of the hospital room? I mean,
well, how annoying is he?
Well, let's find out. I'm 19. I just had a baby one day ago. His father, who's 21, and I have not been together since November due to him cheating. He's had a couple other girlfriends since then and is still with one of them currently, but he still did go to most of my appointments with me. 2 days ago when I went into labor, I called him. He came to pick me up to bring me to the hospital, and he had his entire TV and PlayStation in the back seat with no car seat for the baby.
Oh, no.
I told him he is not bringing that to the hospital, and he told me if I want him to be there for our son's birth, he needs something to do to pass the time. We argued about it almost the entire ride to the hospital, but he ended up not bringing it in. I was only in labor for about 2 hours before I gave birth. He was there the entire time. He sounds like a pretty good guy, just immature. He sounds like a good kid. I mean, he's doing the right thing.
Right, but
he's just immature.
Once she has the baby, you can stay for a little bit, but then you gotta go. Yeah. We're not together anymore.
So far, I like this kid. I mean, he's got the place, a big fucking deal. He's stupid. He's young, right? Yeah. What the fuck? A couple hours after I gave birth, my dad and sister came to visit, and he left as a hospital. He has a two-visitor-only rule. I told him while they're here visiting for him to go bring his TV back home and install the car seat, so when they discharge, the saw will be set. After a few hours, my family leaves, and I text him to tell him he is welcome to come back if he would like. Around 20 minutes later, he's walking back into my room carrying his TV. I mean, what game is he playing, man? Shit. You start arguing about how I already told him he's not having that in my room, and he starts yelling at me, saying I don't make the rules, and that I should be grateful that he wants to be there for our son.
Oh, but instead, my God.
I'm trying to make him miserable. I told him he can either bring the TV back to his car, or he can leave. He said he has a right to spend time with his son. Called my nurse into the room and told her I want him to leave, so they ended up kicking him out. He yelled at me the entire time he was leaving, saying that I'm kicking him out of his son's life, and that he will be going to court for custody. No, so he's overreacting, and she really overreacted. He has texted me since, saying that I'm taking his rights away from him and that there are rules that he could be with his gaming system that the hospital didn't say he couldn't. Am I the asshole for making him choose between the TV or leaving? She's probably hormonal and pregnant, right?
She's hormonal, but they're both assholes. They're 19 and 21. They're extremely young.
Yeah, they're young. You have to give him a pass for being stupid and young, but I think she's definitely an asshole here.
It's too damn much. I wouldn't want that in the room either, especially it's my ex.
Yeah.
Like, just come hang out with the baby. Yeah. I don't need to be sitting here watching you play video games, like, while I'm trying to get rest and shit. Like that would aggravate me.
I get it. But
after giving birth.
Maybe he would be nice and turn the sound down.
Yeah, he sounds friendly.
Maybe he was trying to get really a 600 nice. Skill point or something. I don't know.
I don't know, man. God. I mean, you want to play... All right, set that shit up in the waiting room. Go play out there.
I'm giving this kid a lot of credit, man. He's 21 years old. Most 21-year-olds would have ran away or gotten an abortion.
Oh, I get
so
it.
Kudos
he
to these kids
up.
For going through with this and him showing up. I think there's a future for these two. Hopefully they can work it out and raise this kid together.
They're just very young.
Husband and wife one day.
And it just started. This is not good.
I have high hopes for these two kids. They sound like they're responsible, at least. You know?
I don't know.
They sound like good kids. And I hope they make this work out. But unfortunately, girlfriend, you are the asshole for this one because you should have let him bring his stupid game system in there because he just wanted to be part of the kid's life. He's 21 years old.
But you're not.
He's immature.
You're not being a part. You're too busy gaming. You're not.
No,
you're
I'm
not
sure.
doing anything.
But I mean,
he's, well, she just
he's,
had.
He's,
she
he's
just
trying,
gave birth.
Man. He's
you think
trying.
She's gonna want to get up and freaking get the baby out of the bassinet and freaking and change a diaper and feed it and all this stuff? Like, no, get the fuck off the video game.
No.
And if you're not gonna help, then get the hell out.
I love being
what
in
the hell are you
here
because
they
for?
Had cable and we didn't have cable. I was like, holy shit, this is TV.
Yeah, no, this would aggravate me too. So I don't think she's an asshole.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Am I the asshole for calling out my childhood bully in front of his girlfriend and causing an argument on their vacation?
Okay, can we grow up?
Oh, man. Did you ever run into a bully?
Yep.
All right, let's hear it.
The Porter Studio. She came in. And she had two babies, and I had to take the picture. That was fun. But, of course, she acted like nothing ever happened and everything was all good and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying anything. Like, whatever. Like, we're adults at this point. I was in my 20s. Yeah. Like, okay.
What kind of bullying? Was she, like slamming her head in the locker, giving
you
swirlies?
No, she was just, like, she was just nasty. She was a royal fucking bitch.
She said nasty, like, rumors and shit.
Yeah, and she was always, like, another one that wanted me on the hill.
Oh, man. They pointed up at the hill. They pointed... It was like Babe Ruth was calling his shot.
I couldn't stand that bitch. And she had high school friends. She was a fucking problem.
What a bitch.
But, you know, and then we were in our 20s and she was... of course doesn't remember any of that. It's like, oh, hey, how are you? It's so good to see you. Oh, I need my baby's pictures done. You know, I mean, why? Once you're out of high school, just like... Like, I remember all that stuff, but, like, I would never... Like, who cares? Just move on.
I had a reverse issue, and this one just popped on my head. I never had issues with people in school because I'm a pretty big guy, you know? And I went through my puberty when I was young. I'm not a huge person. I'm 6 foot, but I was 6 foot in, like, you know, seventh grade. I hit my growth spurt early. So I was always bigger, so no one really fucked me. I had a lot of friends, and I helped out the people that were getting picked on. That was my thing. I never liked seeing a vulnerable person get picked on. It pissed me off. Hey, what's up? Chuka Gruber came into the chat. Hello. But everyone got along with me. At least I thought so. I was about 22 years old, and I was at this bar in a town called Bound Brook. And this kid, his family owned it. I had no idea. We went to school together. I was like, hey, what's up? And he was just being really weird to me. And I'm like, you know, fuck you then, whatever. I was having drinks and I was leaving, and all of a sudden he fucking heard him say, like, don't ever fucking come back here again, motherfucker. And I turn around, I'm like, what? And I was younger then. I had more patience.
You did not have patience.
So I know, like, I thought he was joking because that's how we all talk to each other. So I come over to him and I start talking, and then he pushed me, and I'm like, immediately just fucking everything just went black, and before I knew it, he was on the ground. I was on top of him, just hitting his face. And then I went to jail for the night. I had to go to the drunk tank. Luckily, they didn't press charges, but I kicked this dude's fucking ass because he...
That's nice. This is a story I've never heard of before.
So I forgot about it until now.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about it. And it's one of those things, just bring it back from the archives, man. I was in the drunk tank, and
Lord.
They said, lucky. They said, this is your lucky day. It was my friend. Because we knew a lot of cops growing up. Because I was the youngest of five kids. So they went to high school with all the cops in town. My brothers and sisters did. And the one cop who was there, he's like, you're lucky I talked to them. They're not going to press charges. You can go home. Just, you know, stay low. Don't do stupid shit. Tell your brother I said hi. One of those kind of deals. So I got really lucky with that one. So, yes, I was. You know, J-Hole says I was thick. I was pretty thick at one point.
Oh, I was. Lord.
Let's get to it here. Man, you know, you always get me in these side stories here. You always do it to
you
me.
You asked me.
You do it to me all the time. So I'm 24 years old and had a bully named Max. He made my life awful for about 6 years. I'm 24 and he's 25. For the sake of keeping things
short... Okay, so you're 24 and 25,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Okay, like, this isn't, like, bullying in middle school and, like, you still have a problem in high school or something. Like, you're in your 20s. Like, once you're out of high school, like, I'm done. Like, I don't care. Yeah. If I see you, it's immediately going to bring flashbacks, but I'm not going to go confront you or talk about it or anything. Like, whatever.
Well... Bullying, I mean,
of course,
I don't want to undersell.
I don't confront people, so.
Yeah, I don't want to undersell the effect of bullying, because that shit can be traumatic for some people.
Oh, yeah.
You can have PTSD from it if it's bad enough. Some people don't like to be touched because they were pushed around or some shit, you know? They never get over it. If someone was bullied in middle school and they never stood up for themselves, what happens when they're a grown man and their boss is shouting at them? They fucking shrivel. They never get over that, so. That's what happens. So anyway, for the sake of keeping things short, Max physically, emotionally, and psychologically bullied me along with his friend group so bad that I was begging my parents to let me transfer districts and made myself sick not to go to school. I was very shy and kept to myself as he was a popular guy with parents and the school board of ed, so most punishments were verbal warnings after he would just do plain terrible things to people. Or even better, he told me he has a little crush on me, and that's how guys sometimes express it. Oh... So this is a girl being bullied by a guy.
Yeah.
Does that change things for you here?
No. You're in your 20s. Get the fuck over it.
All right. After graduating high school and going to college, I really came out of my shell and glowed up. I became a lot more confident, developed a sense of style, developed my talents, and overall became really happier as a person.
Oh, So he's coming around now.
He's probably that ass.
He's like, damn.
Damn, she lost all that weight. And I've said it before, man. The best advice my brother ever gave me, be nice to the fat girls. And I said, why? He said, trust me, be nice to them because wait till you see them in high school. And he was fucking right, man. And I had all of them because I was nice to them. So they remembered that. It was nice. I became a lot more confident, developed a sense of style, developed my talents, and overall became really happier as a person. I eventually moved across the country after college to a popular tourist spot, and life's been good. Well, the other night, I'm out at a favorite spot in town with friends, and I feel a tap on my shoulder. I turn around, and it's Max with his girlfriend who are here on vacation. I felt my stomach drop, and I became a scared kid again, while Max is all smiles and is like, oh, it's amazing to see you. I heard you moved down here. You looked amazing. Let me introduce you to my girlfriend. He does and goes in a long-winded introduction about how I was so quiet but so sweet, and he always loved how talented I was. And he always admired me and thought I was so cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut either.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, so quiet and cool. But I'd be like, dude, are you serious right now?
Would you do it, though? Would you call someone out on their bullshit? Or would you?
I wouldn't go into a whole long random thing. I'd be like, dude, please leave. Or, like, yeah. I would just, like, go away. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go into a whole long-winded, like, no, you bullied me and pushed me around and blah, 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 blah. Like, I wouldn't get into all that. But I'd be like, dude, get the hell out of here.
I was flabbergasted. I just stood there and was like, what are you talking about? Maybe it was the liquor talking, but I basically said he had a lot of nerve coming up to me and acting like we were ever friends and that he admired me because all he did when we were kids was make me hate myself.
Well, that's true. If you got alcohol on you, you can say anything.
Pretty much. He tried to backpedal, but I threw some major examples of his cruelty in his face and turned to the girlfriend and asked her if she was sure about the man she was dating. Then I stormed off to get some air. My friends found me and talked me off the ledge, and I caught Max and his girlfriend arguing, and she walked off. He turned and made eye contact with me and had the same hateful look he gave me when we were kids and followed after her. My childhood friends who witnessed this shittiness firsthand told me I had every right to say what I needed to say since it was the truth and had it coming. But some new friends said I should have walked away, and now I'm conflicted.
I don't know. Good for her for sticking up for herself.
Yeah.
Like, the nerve of this dude, not just... I mean... It's one thing to come up and say, oh, hey, I haven't seen you since school. How you been?
Yeah.
And then, or, like, coming up and saying, oh, like, this kid was cool and, like, it's quiet, but I always admired them. Like, okay, shut the fuck up. Because mm-hmm. you're lying out your ass.
Yeah.
Like, that was, no, I don't, no. I don't know. Good for this person for, I mean, had a lot of liquor. But yeah. Still, good for you for sticking up for yourself because fuck that.
I guess there's really no right or annoying. Wrong answer.
That would be really annoying.
It would be, but I mean, she stood up for herself, which I am.
Although to go to the girlfriend, though,
yeah,
that was a little wrong. Yeah. To go to the girlfriend, like, you sure you want to be with him, or you know who you're with, or whatever. Like, okay, she had nothing to do with it. Your beef was with him.
What about turn the other cheek?
Yeah, you could do that too.
You can. I mean, you could do that. You'd be okay doing that too. Probably would have
been me. I probably would have been like leave, or yeah. I would have left. Like, yeah. But good for them. They want to stick up for themselves.
You see, I can't do that. I have to get a dig in. I have to. It's something in my brain.
You can come up with digs. I can't.
Quick too on the spot, man.
I can't. So it's better for me to just turn around and walk away because I can't.
On the spot, like I'd spit on my hand and then like rub it on his back, like, "Hey, pal, how you doing?" Just fuck with the guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you could be either or. You could be an asshole or not the asshole in this situation,
I think what crossed the line was dragging the girlfriend into it because she had nothing to do with it. She wasn't there. She has no idea. And then you just drag... Now, they're arguing. Not that you care, but that's weird.
I'll say she's the asshole. Only because she could have easily said, go fuck yourself. And then went back to her drink. Be like, get the fuck away from me. And then go
that's
back.
What she should have done.
Because then the girlfriend would have been like, oh, and then it would have been an awkward moment for them, and they just would have walked away, and then you would have gotten your revenge. And it didn't have to go that far.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'll just say she's an asshole, just for the sake of it. Because it also just dismisses the motherfucker. We're like, oh, you go fuck yourself. And then get back to your conversation as if he wasn't even there, like he was a fucking gnat on your shoulder you just swatted away, you know? And to me, that is the most painful thing you could do to someone, is to show them that you don't
give
a fuck.
It's weird that he came up to her.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
He saw that ass and was like, I want to see the front. See if the front matches the bizak. Dude, I'm fucking stoned, man. I took way too many pills today. So it's perfect timing because we are almost at our hour, which means this is your last and favorite asshole story.
Yes.
And I think the word last and favorite have something to do with each other, but I'm not quite sure.
It's the last fucking one, man.
Is that why? Well, I'm going to give you a choice, too. Yeah, I think you had a crush on her, too, sir. I think so. And I would have just said, fuck you, I don't know who you are. Exactly. That would have been great, too.
Like, that would have been good.
Got the wrong person.
Who are you? Yeah. I don't remember you.
You know, I was called Brave for leaving in the F word from the previous episode. The one that rhymes with maggot. I was called Brave. And our gay friend Scott said that I made him feel included. Or something like, no, heard. He made me feel heard, he said. So I did my part for the LGBT community by saying that word. So I may use it more in future episodes.
Oh, God.
I'll just be dropping that shit now. All right, so here it is. You ready for these? Whichever one we don't use, we'll use on our Friday show. Sound good?
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to give my stepdad the role he wants in my wedding in front of his and my mom's families? Am I the asshole for refusing alcohol at a winery? Or am I the asshole for telling my significant other that they are not entitled to my paychecks?
Oh, do that one.
You want that one?
Yeah. That should be good.
Well, first, let me get your thoughts on that.
Well, I can't. Like, are they married? What's going on? Well, I don't know. I don't know any context. Are they married? Are they dating? Like, what is it?
Well, let's just throw it out there. Do you feel like you're entitled to my paychecks?
Yeah.
Okay. And I agree with you. No, I agree with you. But that's our situation.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't know.
I've never been that way. We're like, oh, my money's my money. Yeah, no. It's just like, whatever we need. It's always like, do you need anything?
Do I need to stop at the store? I'm like, yeah, we need this, this, and this. And like, you'll just go and get it.
The money that I make goes to the community.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's never, ever been an argument.
Never. Never once been an argument where we're like, well, like, you're hoarding money. Like, you never had to beg me for something.
And when I was working, it all went to the same shit. Because we pulled it all together.
Yeah. We just make it work. And yeah, we don't give a fuck about money. That's our thing. We just want to survive, man. We don't give a fuck about money.
We just want to make sure we have a roof over our head and some freaking food.
That's all I give a shit about. That's all we care about. We just want enough to be fed and happy. That's all I give
a fuck about. Who cares? I don't know. Yeah, so I need more context for sure. Because like you and I don't ever seem to have that problem.
So I'm a 25-year-old female, and I've been married to my significant other, who's 29, for 2 years.
Oh, they're married, man.
Currently 8 months pregnant.
They're married.
And she's 8 months pregnant. So, I mean, that to me, that's big. I mean, if you are willing to have children with somebody, they're entitled to your money because you have to take care of this thing together. And it shouldn't be a question.
They're married and pregnant. You guys should be sharing money.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't... I don't understand what the problem is.
I mean, but there are limits to it. I mean, you can't go on fucking the Apple store and spend $1,000 on a supercard game, obviously. That ain't happening. But if it's like, hey, I need new shoes or fucking clothes or something, fine, go. It's, you know, to me, that's...
Yeah, it's got to be reasonable. It can't be blown up, going gambling or something.
Yeah. We both earn a decent amount to sustain ourselves. After our marriage, we have been living with my in-laws. For context, we both have one sister and one brother. His both siblings, great English there, decided to settle abroad so we can financially help them. I gave my entire paycheck to his family so that I can financially support them. Due to this, we have zero savings in our name. They're very thoughtful people.
Wait, what's happening?
They're sending money to support his family.
So they both have decent salaries, but they're sending it to pay for his family to live somewhere else?
Yeah.
And she's 8 months pregnant?
Yeah, that's not smart, but I mean, they're very giving,
I guess.
They
have no savings.
Yeah, not very smart.
This is terrible.
Mm. Now both of my siblings have decided to stay in the country and pursue further education. I informed my husband that I will be using a small amount, 40% of my payment, to help my brother and sister out with their tuition fees. They're very giving, man.
Where the fuck is the rest of this family?
People are fucking... I wish they were my family. Shit. Send some of that my way? Go ahead and put some love in my fucking pocket, you bitch. He also informed that he is not obligated to use his paychecks to help my siblings, and he's free to do whatever he wants to do with his money. He suddenly became defensive, saying that how will he be able to manage the expenses, and I should not help my siblings financially. I calmly told him that I helped his siblings when they needed help, so I should be able to help my siblings when they need help, and again that he is not obligated to spend a single penny on them. I don't think they're from America, because the way this is written is like some of the sentences are kind of jumpy. So I don't think they're Americans. So we got to take that into context here. In other countries, they actually do the right thing and help their families out in need. They're not like us.
That's true.
All out for ourselves and shit.
That's true.
Yeah. So he, and there were a couple edits and updates here. So he called me an asshole for making him and his family feel that by helping them out, I did a favor on them, and by saying that he is not entitled to my paychecks, makes me an asshole.
I don't know what to say, because she helped his family. Why can't she help her own family? This is way too much helping. Yeah. Way too much helping with the siblings. Like, what the hell? What country is this? Because this is crazy.
Well, let's see. Well, there is an edit here. This might clear things up.
What job do they have? Who's paying their bills? Oh, no, she's living with the in-laws, she said.
Well, this may help. Hold on. Let me make it clear. His siblings moved abroad last year. When I supported them financially, and we had no savings. Starting this year, from January, I started adding small amounts in our joint account for a baby, which added up to $60,000, told today.
Holy fuck.
Today I checked that account statement, and it had a zero balance. When asked, he said he gave my savings to his father. Please keep in mind he did not contribute a single penny in that saving account. There are updates on this, too.
What job do they have that they were able to...
I don't care about the job. Because, I mean... the money was $60,000 was missing. He gave it to his dad. I think he's up to some shit. He's taking money and hiding it. He's going to leave this bitch.
I don't know. He's not entitled to take that without asking her. But she's an idiot for putting in the joint account.
Well, I mean, is she really an idiot for falling in love and trusting this motherfucker? I mean...
Obviously. He's taking her fucking money and giving it to his family. She's not allowed to give her family anything.
You know what?
So at that point, I'd start being shady. And keeping money aside for myself.
You have to. And that's the kind of lesson that I would want to teach our daughter, too, growing up. Like, hey, if you get married, make sure you got your own little account. Just put some aside for yourself. Just something that you know about. Just a little something like 20% of your paychecks, whatever. Just leave it there for a rainy day.
My sister still does that.
And that's smart.
Yeah.
Your sister is very fucking smart, man.
Well, my mom taught her that.
Yeah.
Think she ever taught me that?
Of course
not. No, because she kicked my ass out.
I don't give a fuck about you.
But she did teach my younger sister to have a side account.
Yeah.
And she's got a nice little savings in case anything ever happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm about to talk about that in a minute, sir. I saw that the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight is now sanctioned. So they're going to have knockouts. It's going to be an official fight. It's like an 8-round bout. You can use 14-ounce gloves, I believe it is. So, hey, man. They're saying Jake Paul's bulking up. He's getting heavy. They're going to say he's coming in there heavier than Tyson. He's younger, faster. I'm not going to say stronger, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Right, I hope it's a real fight.
We're not done with this, right?
No. So here's the update. Thank you. Wait, so what do you think? Not the asshole or asshole? Okay. Yeah, I don't think she's the asshole either. Just has very bad judgment. Thank you for making me realize that I've been a doormat to everyone in my life. I have opened a separate savings account, and all my paychecks will be directed towards it. I have also confronted my husband about $60,000 in savings that were taken. And according to him, he did the wrong thing by giving the money to his father without any discussion. He's expected to give me that money within a week. How? I also had a long discussion with him that he needs to match up with me regarding savings for our baby, and he needs to set boundaries for his family. I will also learn to say no to people, and thank you for your kind support, everyone out there. So I guess
yeah,
people
at least she learned. And people online were probably saying you need a separate account, like, because he's shady.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. You would not be touching my money. You're giving it to no one but your own family, and I can't help mine out.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, $60,000 is not chump change. It sounds like it's chump change to them, because supposedly he can pay that back to her in a week.
In a week. That's what I'm saying. Like, where are they? Yeah, that's insane.
Crazy. Oh, Chance Encounters. Hello. Welcome to the chat. Yeah, that's a little crazy there. But this is an easy asshole. I feel very bad for this person.
Yeah, she's not the asshole at all.
Hopefully she gets her shit together. Chill. Well, what's going on? But yeah, what we're going to do here is wrap up the show here, because we've done our hour, and that's what we do live. So make sure you hit subscribe button on the Voices of Misery Podbean page or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and follow us on X at Voices of Misery. We post the link up for the live shows. We're going to be doing them at 6 o'clock Eastern time for the time being on Mondays. Isn't that correct?
Yep.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that Tyson-Paul fight. I hope Mike Tyson knocks him out in the first round like he used to. He looks like 18-year-old Tyson again, but this is going to be scripted. I think it's going to be a draw, or Tyson's going to lose by decision, like split decision or some shit. It'll be dramatic. It's a garbage
fight. It's stupid.
He is going to knock Tyson down. Tyson's going to knock him down, and it's going to be scripted to look like a Rocky fight, and I think Paul's going to beat him by decision. Because that's just the way this shit goes nowadays, man. Tyson's in it to make some money. I mean, you saw the Roy Jones Jr. fight with me, I think, right? And it was just fucking boring as hell. Tyson was showing signs of the old Tyson, but in the end it was a draw because they just couldn't have either guy lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the way it was scripted. So it is what it is, man. What are you gonna be doing for the next couple of days?
What's today? Monday?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be a long week. I have no idea. We got a whole fucking week, man. It feels like Friday.
Fucking amen. My voice is cracked. I'm losing my voice. Been talking all day.
Yeah.
And it's dry from all the freaking THC that's invading my system. And I am stoned, people. So I'll be, I'll probably be on the Xbox tonight. Throw up some DC Universe Online and talk some shit. And not queue for anything because nothing ever pops, man. That shit is dead as hell. No one ever plays the game anymore. You even quit the damn thing.
Yep. It's been 2 months, I think. Yeah. I don't give a shit about that game no more.
Yeah, but I'm going to be watching True Detective. I'll probably knock out probably the entire series by the time we come back on because we're not recording again. I don't even know when the hell we're going to be doing that. So, I mean, we got a nice little schedule. Everything's changing up, but we're going to figure it out. We'll have our shows out the regular times and all that good stuff. But I'm going to watch that. Next Ben 97. Check it out, people, and tell them where they can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms at voicemiserypodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, JJ, for the gifts, my friend. You have a great one, guys. We'll see you then.